Mike Ducey is sitting in for Giorgio again today, and this is always a treat when Mike brings us his Ducey's Diary.
Thank you, Craig. Last time we hosted together in December here on The Ticket, I revealed the fact that I do keep a journal, and I found it cleansing to just share with the listeners some of the passages from said journal. So This is Mike Ducey's Sports Diary, and it basically covers the ground from the last time we were together in December until the current date. So the first entry was December 20th, 2012.
Our birthday.
Shared
birthday.
And I was in the P1 parking garage, 10:11 a.m. Feeling kind of down today. Just hosted with Junior. We share the same birthday, and this was it. Thought it would be our special day. But then realized that Daryl Razor Rug
Ray
would be sitting in for Gordon, and it's like I wasn't even there. With God as my witness, next year Craig will notice me. Next year, they will all notice me.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds threatening.
Just had a dark moment there. December 25th, Dateline Bancroft, Iowa. Christmas Day. Feeling kind of down today. Christmas morning, and here we are in the old hometown with family opening gifts. And once again this year, my dad says to me, quote, "Want to give me a gift, Sonny? Give me a gift I'll remember. Get a job at the network like your cousin Steve."
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. Steve Ducey.
So, that was a little tough to take on Christmas, but I'm
working
on it.
Doesn't your dad know that you're doing really well?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get there. Sunday, December 30th. This is a sports entry. Another Cowboys season has ended at 8-8. My hunch, Dallas will fire defensive coordinator Rob Ryan, and call me crazy, but 72-year-old Monty Kiffin will be hired.
All right.
So, kind of nailed that one.
Yeah, you did. Monkey after guess the fact.
December 31st, New Year's Eve. Just got home from work, getting ready to ring in the new year, and I happened to turn on WFAA's Big D New Year's Eve show. Was not aware that they did this. Then I saw KTCK's Gordon Keith on the broadcast.
Why would you be so formal in your own diary to mention call letters?
Feeling kind of down as I see Gordon give WFAA's Dale Hansen something he would never condescend to give me, namely a little GD respect. Okay.
Let's try to did you write it out in your diary, or is it
GD? No, it's just kind of off the top of my head.
It's got a GD.
January 4th. feeling kind of down today. Just finished what I thought was a rockin' 10 p.m. sportscast.
Rockin'.
Was waiting for some praise, any sort of commendation from Clarice. Instead, all she said was, quote, "Got my dry cleaning yet?" January 9th. Just participated in the first Blowhard Roundtable on the Wednesday night ticket show entitled Intentional Grounding. So this is the show that's been getting promoted 15 times a day during the hours that people actually listen to the station?
Oh, boy. It is amazing, isn't it?
January 18th. Just read Gordon Keith's column in this morning's Dallas Morning News. Had something to do with a sexism double standard involving Brent Musburger and Savannah Guthrie. Very well written. I think Gordon will be fine if he stays away from religion in these columns.
Uh-oh.
P.S. Really proud of the boy. He's cornered the market on AM radio and now newspapers. Cutting edge. Apparently the Telegraph office wasn't hiring.
Why you want to take a shot at me like that? I'm trying to help our old mediums.
Let's get sportsy again here, shall we?
Let's do it.
February 12th, as the Rangers pitchers and catchers report to spring training, I get a weird feeling about the John Daniels-Nolan Ryan relationship.
Oh, boy.
Call me crazy, but I think sources close to Ryan might soon be telling a local columnist that Nolan isn't really very happy with the new arrangement in the front office. Look out, everybody. Rocky seas ahead in Rangers spring training. Glad I'll be 1,000 miles away at the Fox 4 studios to keep a close eye on.
Why do you say look out everybody when it's a personal diary?
I don't get that.
I guess in anticipation of possibly broadcasting it.
Well, you nailed that one again.
February 15th. Oh, look, tonight it's the Ticket Stock event featuring the Ticket Time Wasters. Too bad I have a conflict. Oh, yeah, I was not asked to perform this year.
That was your conflict.
February 26th, feeling kind of down today. Just watched an air check of my 9 p.m. sportscast. Hair was flat, face was bloated, suit seemed tight. Got to get off that steady diet of Colby cheese and Southwest Ranch.
What?
Southwest Ranch flavored Bugles corn snacks. But they're so good.
Oh, you wrote all the O's.
Extra O's on there. And finally, March 7th, can't help but feeling kind of down today. It's my 19th anniversary of employment at KDFW. It was known as Channel 4 when I was hired, and later the name was changed to Fox 4. Wow, what a ride it has been. When I first came here back in 1994, another TV sportscaster ruled the market, and I was a mere afterthought. Now, 19 years later, well, let's just... Why do I even bother?
Oh, no.
No.
So that's the Mike Ducey sports diary. I hate to end it on a down note, but... It
seems like every one of your entries basically...
All in all, it's been kind of an interesting couple of months in my life.
It's really great that you share that with us. Are you doing okay?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
Very brave of you to read your diary on the air.
Tears coming out of his eyes right now.
I just know I'm not going to be in the same zip code as he is next birthday.
No.
When he has threatened that we'll all take note of him then. All right, thank you, Mike.